everybody. It's me, Swirl, and I am going to answer all the questions that people posted for me in Gone Wild Audio Backstage. And so let's start with Miss and her questions. The first one, if you had to pick a BDSM title to identify with, which would you choose? Master, Daddy, Sir, Kitten, Sub, Slave, etc. I am a switch, but I tend to naturally be more submissive, so I do identify with being a submissive. I do call myself that. In terms of BDSM in general, I like DDLG, you know, so kind of the light side of BDSM. I like having a daddy. I like to be taken care of. And so that's why I tend to go for that sort of thing. So I definitely identify as a submissive, but I can dom, and I enjoy it. But, yeah. I wouldn't say that, yeah, I think that's it for that one. And then why that one? Because it's just natural for me. Are there any other titles or roles that you're curious about trying? Not really. You know, sometimes I will throw out things like, you know, cock kitten and stuff like that. But I think pet play is cute. I don't know, whereas I would want to do it a lot. So, you know. Plus I have a kitty. And if I have a kitty, I don't want to be a kitty. So, yeah, there's that. All right. The next set of questions are from 808 Seduction, everybody's favorite Hawaiian. The first one, who is the one person you wish you could trade places with for a day or forever? Well, I wouldn't want to trade places with anyone forever, because even though my own life has, you know, it's got its ups and downs and stuff, but I kind of like who I am, and so I wouldn't want to change that. But for a day... I don't know. I can't think of a specific person, you know, like a celebrity or something. I don't know. Maybe nobody. You know, maybe I'd like to like hang out with people for a day, but I want to experience stuff as myself, my little, you know, dorky little self. All right, your next question. What is one sexual act that you must do during each session? Oral, probably, like giving oral. I am very oral. I like to talk a lot. I like to stick stuff in my mouth. So, oral. Kissing is probably up there too. So there you go. Yeah, if you're going to have sex with me, you better expect oral. That's all I'm saying. When was the last time, okay, let me try that again. When was the last time you laughed uncontrollably? Bonus, what led to that? Oh my gosh, it was just the other day. Now, as many of you know, or if you don't know, I am a teacher, and I have teacher friends, and my teacher friends aren't quite as knowledgeable, maybe, as I am in the world of porn and dirty stuff and all things naughty, right? So somebody used the expression the other day, ATM, you know, ass to mouth. But they had it mixed up. They thought that ass to mouth meant like rimming or, you know, licking someone's ass. And I was like, no, that's not what it means. You know, and I tried to explain it, but I was trying to explain it in like terms that weren't quite, you know, I could have just said, no, it's when someone takes their dick out of someone's ass and then puts it in their mouth. But I didn't say that because there were like other people coming around at this point, like the conversation had started and then the bell rang actually. And so there were kind of like people milling about at this point. And so Of course, this just makes me giggle to start off with that my friend had the wrong definition of ass to mouth. And I'm trying to explain it to her and it didn't work. So I'm just laughing and laughing. I go to my classroom and I grab a little doll that I have. It's a little Spike doll. It's Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I grab Spike and I go back to my friend's classroom and she has Buffy. So I pick up the Buffy and I take and I take Spike. And again, me and her are just laughing and laughing and laughing. And students are looking at us like, what the fuck? And I turn around so they can't see what I'm doing. And I take Spike and I kind of like smash him repeatedly into the back of the Buffy doll. And then I turn him around and I smash Buffy's face into his crotch. And, you know, this was all very quick and none of the students saw what I was doing. They just thought that we were being, you know, complete weirdos and were laughing. They probably thought it was like, you know, ridiculous English teacher stuff. But it was me demonstrating what ass to mouth meant. And I don't, you know, so that's, I literally was laughing so hard that it just took me a while to get myself under control after that. So that's when I laughed uncontrollably. All right, where does your mind usually take you when you lay in bed, close your eyes, and let your hands wander? You know, my brain is annoying as fuck. Let me just tell you. when I'm spending quality time with myself, I don't tend to think about sexy stuff. I know, it's ridiculous. So, you know, maybe I'll be reading or looking through Tumblr or something like that. That will usually help to help me focus on something sexy. But in terms of fantasies and stuff, I don't know if I just don't have the attention span. You know, I might start off thinking about something, you know, like, I don't know, something sexy, and then all of a sudden my brain's on to something else. So I tend to try to find something to focus on. So whether it's TV or reading something or looking at Tumblr or whatevs, yeah, I have to do that because otherwise my brain is all like, la la la, what am I going to do in class tomorrow? What should I have for dinner? And all this stupid shit, and it's hard for me to focus on sexy stuff. So there's that. With satellite imagery, drones, UAVs. What the hell's a UAV? All this technology now at our disposal. Why do you think Bigfoot has not been found yet with irrefutable evidence? Good question, 808. I believe that there is no evidence of Bigfoot because Bigfoot is smart enough not to be found. I think that Bigfoot is the ancestor of Gigantopithecus, and I think they're a highly evolved creature. I would also, I give a little credence to what Native Americans believe, and that's that Bigfoot has, like, you know, maybe some hypnotic powers, maybe something that makes it so we just don't see them. I also think they're very elusive, and they're just in areas where they can't be seen. And so, yeah, that's why we haven't found it yet, because Bigfoot doesn't want to be found. But it totally exists. I believe that. All right, well, thank you for your time, 808. he wrote at the bottom of his questions, thanks for your time, Swirly. So, thank you, 808, for your questions. Our next question comes from Jason Hugh. And he says, why do you hate anal? Okay. I don't hate anal, like, as a concept. And I will give anal. Like, give me a dildo or my fingers or whatevs, and I'll fuck somebody up the ass. I have no problem with that. My problem is with receiving it. And, again, it's not that, you know, that I have some sort of issue with it or something like that, or, you know, I'm like, ew, gross. No, it's not like that at all. If it felt good for me, I would do it. Unfortunately, it just doesn't feel that good. I have tried it. I've given it a shot a couple times. It just doesn't do anything for me. So I just don't like it. It hurts, and not in a good way. So that's why I don't do it. I'm not against it. Believe me, if, like, I don't know, rubbing an ice cube on my elbow made me have an orgasm, I would do that. So if anal felt good and, made me come or got me close or, anything, I'd be all over it. So yeah, I don't hate it. It just doesn't do anything for me. Okay, our next questions are from here. Know how to pronounce your full name, so I'm just gonna call you here because that's what I call you. The first question here asks is, what is my favorite pizza topping? It is not pineapple, I will tell you that. I eat like a 5-year-old and I like very plain, boring food. So I honestly would probably just order a cheese pizza, maybe pepperoni. That's about it. But pff, just give me cheese pizza, that's fine. The next question, what video game are you playing the most right now? I don't really play video games. Just never got into them. I'm not very good at them, and so that I find them frustrating, so I don't play them. I play, little games on my phone. I play like Angry Birds Pop and Candy Crush Soda, and oh, and I play Tsum Tsum. Thank you, 808. So yeah, I play like little games on my phone, but no video games. I'm making us a drink. What you like? Well, here, if you want to give me some sort of alcoholic drink, my go-to, well, if I'm making it, my go-to is like cherry vodka and Pepsi. I also will take a rum and coke. I hate ordering it, but the drink is good. I like Sex on the Beach. Screwdriver is fine. Something like that. Nothing too elaborate. So there. If you could have any animal, extinct or extant, is that a word? As a pet, what is it? Let's see. Pet. Well, I like cats, but I have cats. Dogs are okay. So there's that. But you want to know any animal. I'd probably like to have a sloth. Just because I think sloths are my spirit animals. You know how, like, people are like, oh, I'm like a wolf, or, I identify with the hawk or the eagle. No, I'm definitely a sloth. Like, I'm really, really slow, and I look kind of rapey sometimes. 'Cause sloths look so rapey. Have you ever seen pictures of them? Like, their little faces, they just look rapey. So yeah, I like sloths. Who is my favorite Redditor and why is it you? Well, here it is you because you ask the best questions. And that one is funny. So yeah, I mean, and that's not just like, GWA audio person. You are literally my favorite person on all of Reddit. Like the whole Reddit. Cute question. Netflix and chill. What are you watching during the Netflix portion? Oh, Netflix. Oh, Netflix has kept me company for a long time now. I'm gonna be frank, I put on Netflix and I just put on like Family Guy and let it play. I have binged watched some stuff, so I think if I was going to, be hanging out with somebody and watching something and hopefully going into sexy times, I would probably watch like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or American Horror Story. Maybe Orange is the New Black. Those are all the things that I've kind of binged watched recently on the Netflix. So it's either that or Family Guy or Bob's Burgers. Those are your choices. waffles or pancakes? Why do I have to choose? They both are good. Yeah, I like them both. I would say I'd probably go pancakes first and then waffles, but I'm not going to turn down a waffle. I like them. This is a terrible question. Violent muscle. Oh, my goodness. And so is my reading. Violent muscle issues have caused you to only get stuck in one sexual position ever. What is it? Oh, it would totes be missionary position. I mean, I'd probably look a little ridiculous with my legs up in the air all the time, but yeah, it would be missionary so that I'm laying down. Please reference sloth question from before. And, you know, just as a side note, sloth is also my favorite of the seven deadly sins. So there's that. All right. Thank you for your questions here. Up next, we have insert your name here. And insert asks this. Given an unlimited budget, would you choose a professional recording studio built in the place of your choosing or several truckloads of props to play with? I would want the professional recording studio. And for many, many reasons, I would want it in Vegas. Yeah. But totally the professional recording studio, because one, not only could I use it, and that would be cool. And it would totally be like an erotic audio recording studio. So there'd be like a bed and sex swings and stuff and Sibian machines and just all manner of sexy BDSM equipment so that the audios are as realistic as possible. And of course, all the recording equipment would be set up to, you know, record the spanks properly and all the wet sounds and the blowjob sounds and everything. So I would definitely do that. And yeah, I would totally let other people use it. Like everybody from the Reddit audio porn community could make a pilgrimage to to Vegas and come record in my studio, and it would be cool. And we'd like have pictures of all the people who've recorded there, and it would like totally be a thing. Like that would be a tag that you would have to use. So, yeah, and you'd have to bring your own toys and stuff. So there we go. 'Cause you know, you don't want to share toys. That's gross. Yeah, I totally want the professional recording studio. Our next set of questions comes from, speaking of audio production, comes from Audio Wizard Fixes with Tape. And Fix asks this, what's the difference between a simile and a metaphor? Well, both a simile and a metaphor are comparisons of two unlike things. However, a simile uses a word of comparison, like or as. A metaphor is a comparison that does not use a word of comparison. So a simile is like, you are as pretty as a picture, comparing a person to a picture and saying that they are as pretty as that. Metaphor, I can never think of good metaphors off the top of my head. Daddy was in a bad mood and was growling and grumping. So terrible. But anyway, somehow I would manage to make a comparison between Daddy and a growling bear and show that he is angry like a bear. And I would do that. And see, this is why I teach this stuff and I don't write it because I can't come up with good stuff off the top of my head. God, that was pathetic. Okay, what is your favorite color? And I'd like to point out that Fixed here used the British spelling of the word favorite, and I don't know why. I don't know what's with the extra U in there. That's weird. My favorite color. It depends. It really does on like what it's for. I wear a lot of black, 'cause you know I'm cool like that. So I like black. I like blue. I like shades of blue. I like pink. I look good in red. So it really just depends. Not a big fan of yellow. Don't really like yellow. But black, pink, you know, pretty blues. Those are my favorite colors. What is my favorite spank implement? I do like spanking. And I do like to be spanked with various and sundry items. I have a paddle that feels really nice, and I have a crop that feels good. Wooden spoons are terrible, and I don't like them. Books are good, but my favorite spanking implement, of course, is Daddy's hand. You can't just beat a nice spank by Daddy's hand. I gotta be careful because, as Lady Boner pointed out, I can't let this become erotic and sexy, so I gotta be careful. Do I prefer to be tied up or tied down? Tied down. I need to be tied down because I flail and wiggle a lot. And so, if you don't want to risk injury from my flailing limbs during sexy times, you better tie me down. Have I ever received a dead pony as a gift? Silly fixed. I have not. I have not been so lucky yet as to receive a dead pony as a gift. Hopefully someday. Or maybe it's my sister, Big Fat Kathy. I'm not sure. Fixed also asked, how switchy are you? I'm pretty switchy. I would say, like, if there was like a Kinsey scale for switchiness, you know, for dominance and submission, I would be towards the center, you know, maybe out of like 1 through 6, I would be like a 2.5 if 1 is submissive. So definitely more on the sub side, but you know, I got a little dom in me sometimes, and yeah, so there's that. And then you asked me what's the fastest land animal. I believe it's like the cheetah or something, right? I don't know. Or like, yeah, I think it's a cheetah. It's definitely not a sloth, because sloths are very, very slow. I do know that. All right, up next, ooh, another animal question, sort of. We have West Bay Ray. That's a cute name. If a cockroach can survive nuclear radiation, what the hell do you think they're putting in bug spray? I think the hell they're putting in bug spray is something that kills bugs. That was brilliant, wasn't it? I'm not sure how most bug spray works. I think a lot of it causes some sort of like calcification of the bug's body or something. So, yeah. I don't know much about bug spray. Or radiation. Or cockroaches. So there's that. I don't like them, though. All right. Next set of questions are from Daddy's Little Kitten, DLK. And she asks, who do you admire most in the world, living or dead? Oh, I suck at these kinds of questions. Who do I admire most? Isn't this terrible? You know, most people probably have an answer like right off the top of their head. I honestly can't think of anybody. I think that's a sad commentary on myself. I mean, there's people I admire in certain situations and, you know, in cert for like certain circumstances, but there isn't just one person overall that I admire the most. So, there's my lame-ass answer for that question. What's my favorite stuffed animal? The one you love to cuddle. My daddy bought me the cutest little stuffed hedgehog, Daddy Hedgehog, and so he is currently my favorite. I also have a little stuffed kitten that one of my cheerleaders gave me when I was a cheer coach, and his name is Cheer Kitty, and he's another favorite. And another stuffed kitty I have is named Schnibbles. And that was given to me by my stepdaughters when I was in the hospital. And yeah, I would say those are my current favorites right now. Coloring books. I love coloring. Do you go for kid or adult coloring books? I actually just purchased some adult coloring books, and not adult in the sense that they have naughty pictures in them. So, pervs, stop thinking that. It's not like, coloring boobs and stuff, but they have like intricate patterns and cool stuff like that. So, I actually go for the adult coloring books, just because little kid coloring books usually aren't that elaborate, and you'd be done coloring one picture in like 2 minutes. So, I like the ones that take a little bit more time. They're fun. And then what's my favorite all-time movie? Jesus. See, these kinds of questions. Empire Strikes Back is up there. Definitely is one of my all-time favorite movies. Brokeback Mountain was another favorite. I saw that movie like so many damn times. There is a movie that I've only ever seen it on like logo. It's called Big Eden, and it's just this adorable movie about this New York guy who falls in love with this Native American guy. Apparently, I just love gay movies. And Empire Strikes Back, of course, and just Star Wars in general. And see, I can't just have like one favorite anything. And Heathers. Did I say Heathers? Because I like Heathers too. So, those are some of my favorites. And I'm sure that later on I'll think of like a thousand more. But those are the ones that come to my head. And you're not a dork. Because you can't use bullets. Or you don't know how to use the bullets. Totes understand that. By the way, I think you put two stars, two asterisks, and it will make the little bullets for you. And the last question comes from Knows Your Bra Size. And the funny thing is, he does know my bra size. Just saying. No, for real. He says, "What's your favorite toy to play with?" Then he asks, "Can we hear you using it?" In your reply, and no, you cannot, because that is against the rules. But Knows Your Bra Size. My favorite toy to play with is you, of course. But I guess if you're talking like sex toy, I have an Oh My Bod freestyle. Holy fucking shit, I want to marry that thing. It's so goddamn good. It's the blue one. And yeah, that thing is fucking amazing. And like I said, I'm gonna marry it someday. As soon as, something like that becomes legal. 'Cause it's good. It's really, really good. And it's one that you can hook up and it will sync to music or to voice. And, yeah. Okay. So that's my favorite toy. Besides you, Knows Your Bra Size. Silly. So yeah, there. I did a pathetic job of answering all these questions. If you actually listen to me, and I always say this at the end of things where I ramble and ramble, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I know I'm not supposed to do anything erotic, but if you did listen to this, I appreciate you being such a good boy or such a good girl. And I think you should think about me later when you're touching yourself. So, Gonwell, back audio. Oh my gosh. What the heck was that? Maybe I should have picked a day where I'm like, able to speak and stuff. Such a goober. So, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. Thank you for listening and thank you for choosing me to be one of the AMA people. I really appreciate it, and I will talk at you guys later. Bye.